Lorelai, I'm so thrilled to have you on Younger But Wiser. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we dive in, how old are you and what grade are you in?
I am 17 and I'm a rising senior.
Yeah, cool. So we had a lot of topics to choose from, and I loved that you wanted to focus on the topic of more important than pretty, like looking in rather than looking out. It's a very long phrase, but why? Why were you drawn to that?
I think right now in our current day and age, social media and just being online has been like consumes a lot of teenagers' lives. And so I think it's really important to go beyond what's just shown on the screen because that is so visual, so physical. And although people online might speak, I guess, directly to the camera, I'm sure there's a censored version of what they're doing, as opposed to who they truly are. So I think further talking about who people are at the core and not just what they're putting online because it's what other people want to see and hear is so important.
Yeah, I think you women at your age, teenage girls right now, are battling this war that can't be won because the war is against fake things. You know?
For sure. Yeah, it's
Yeah, go. Sorry, we have a little delay, but I want to hear more about that.
No worries. Yeah, I was just going to say that it's such a new challenge that we're all having to grapple with, parents as well, not just the teens, kind of
Yeah.
how to navigate building self-confidence and figuring out who you are truly without a really strong influence from others and because of the overconsumption of social media and whatnot.
Totally. I mean, I think social media has a lot to do with this, but why do you think the world focuses on beauty rather than worth? Or value.
I think it dates back, honestly, to like earlier history for sure. And I think that has just prevailed, or not prevailed, but stayed kind of consistent throughout all of time, unfortunately. But even like 100 years ago, it was all about how a woman looks on the outside and how the family looks and the idealized version of those things. And so I think that has just continued to stay strong, even though there are amazing people pushing for speaking more from the heart and showing more of who you truly are. I think at the core, maybe not the core, but it's somewhat ingrained that we want to view someone or something that is maybe a little bit unattainable, maybe having a quote unquote better life than us, maybe having more than we have. And we want to watch that. And the people that maybe have more than other people, they want to show that and they want to build, I guess, a following in a community. Unfortunately, a lot of that is very on the outside, outer edge looks, things, as opposed to personality and connection.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I think there's this, we all know it, but this curated experience they have watching other people on, let's say, Instagram or TikTok, and it's like we know in our gut that that's not their actual lives, but it's hard to navigate that, you know. What is insight to you? You know, I say in the topic looking in rather than looking out, like what does that mean to you?
To me, having insight, I guess, is to have knowledge that maybe you learned from something, a mistake or something like that. And I think having like learning that what is online is not necessarily always completely real. I think that is having insight to know that, yes, I'm consuming this media and I enjoy it, but on the flip side, this is not maybe the entire truth or the entire story that's really being told.
Yeah. Okay, this is the most basic question you're going to be asked in your entire life, but I'd like to know your answer to this. What is more important than being pretty?
I honestly think that having understanding is more important than being, well, I think there are a lot of things that are more important than being pretty, but I think that maybe when you have a relationship with someone, they're definitely like, oh, personality overlooks. But on the flip side, there are other people that say that and they don't entirely mean it. But for me, at least, understanding and being able to build connection with people is a lot more. Definitely a lot more than looking pretty, because that's just one factor, one category. It's for me not the most important. And I think by having understanding, you'll be able to make connection with other people. And although you might not align on certain issues or you might not share the same experiences, understanding where they're coming from and why someone might think that way is definitely, or at least in my opinion, a way to live a more fulfilling life with more connections to other people.
Yeah, I have to wonder too if this, like, I was gonna ask you, like, how do you navigate? Like, I mean, we would be lying to say, I mean, I guess I can speak for myself. Like, I wanna look the best I can look. Like, what is that to me? But how do you, and then, but I also know it's not as important as my value and my worth. But how do you, as a teenage girl, live in both the worlds? Like, how do you, and then you have to be brave and courageous. I just talked to another young woman about being underestimated. Like, how are you? What does it take? Like, what does it take to, how are you able to navigate sort of this push and pull that's happening in your life?
For sure. I think for me personally, sometimes looking pretty and looking put together does give me confidence and does, some on days that I'm down, give me some. I don't want to say worth, but yeah, I guess just confidence to go about the world. And so I think it starts, honestly, it starts how you wake up in the morning, if you are on the right side or the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes when you're not in such a good mood, you know, looking pretty and put together, and knowing that people might compliment your outfit and make you feel good, sometimes that's needed. But on days that, for me at least, I feel good, I feel confident, I feel like I'm ready to tackle the world. Maybe I don't need to look as put together, but I know inside that I'm still worth everything.
Yeah, it's
But
that.
like, I believe in.
It's that inner knowing that you seem to have. That have you always had this inner knowing, or was this something that you've developed over time?
I feel like from a young age, I definitely got the, oh, you're confident, why not? But I don't think I just was born confident. I did a lot of musical theater and when I was younger, and I think that really helped with my confidence and knowing my worth, because I was put on the stage and I just had to do my best and perform, and I enjoyed the intention and I was like, oh, this is amazing. And even though I don't do it anymore, that's still, that confidence is still with me. And so for me, at least, that's how I've continued to know my value and my worth, despite sometimes maybe not being in the best mood or waking up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think all of this stuff, all the chapters that we talk about, like there's a sense of like there's no real destination here. It is like complete, it's journeys and it's the process of it. And you can't talk about self-worth and all this stuff without talking about confidence. Like on days where you don't feel it, like are there things that you do to bring yourself back to you, to remind you who you are. If the filters and the loud noises of social media take over, is there something that you do?
I really like to take walks personally. I live by the beach, so taking a nice walk by the beach, sometimes with my dog, sometimes just by myself, I think is a really way, it's a really great way to ground me and remember who I am. It gives me a lot of time to think about maybe what's bothering me or how I can solve a problem. And sometimes it's just nice to be outside and get some fresh air, especially when, you know, we're a lot of teens are always at school or always at sports, or they're always doing something really high intense, and whatnot. So I think going outside, taking a breather also really helps. And also getting my to-dos and my tasks in order. I find that really helpful on days where I'm a little bit lost and maybe don't feel as confident in what I'm doing. Just seeing in front of me what I have to do and then just telling myself, you can do it, you can get through it. I think a lot of it is like inner motivation.
Yeah. Have you always been motivated like this?
That's a really tough question because I don't remember not being entirely motivated, but I'm sure there was definitely a development of my inner motivation. I think when I was young, I was pretty driven just to do well and like, I mean, in my terms, do well. I think
Of
at
course.
least when I was younger was a lot of academic validation, and stuff like that. And so I always found joy in doing well on my tests and whatnot. And now, of course, that's still very strong for me, but now I want to do well, in health, keeping myself healthy, getting exercise. I want to be a good friend, so I want to be motivated, so I become motivated to do nice things for my friends, reach out, and reconnect people who I haven't talked to in a long time.
Yeah, those are great things. And I have to wonder if all of those things build the confidence that make you sort of become a house built on rock to then, whether we like it or not, it's all connected, right? So you've got this like these things that you're doing to hold yourself accountable, which makes you feel fulfilled and confident and then worthy. And then the idea that pretty doesn't lead it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think that you've sort of shown that you have to start here. It's like you can't band-aid it from the top. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah.
For
What?
sure. And I think that some people do.
No, keep going,
Oh,
please.
I was just gonna
No.
say that some people definitely do band-aid it, and I think that sometimes for the day or maybe for the week, like that's what works and that's what gets them through it. But for sure, a lot of work has to be done on your own self and kind of discovering who you are and also having confidence with who you identify as, or other things like that. I do think that's the base. And then of course, if you enjoy looking pretty, that might be part of your inner core, then by all means, go ahead and
Yeah. Well, and pretty is so subjective too. It's like what's pretty to one person is just like not pretty to another person at all. And like this idea, we're chasing this like unknown thing. How can any of us catch up with it? You know, I imagine you feel that a lot in high school, you know, idea.
For sure.
What do you think as a society we can do to shift this? To shift like the focus from pretty to like in a dream world, focus of pretty to worthy, value, whatever.
That's a really difficult one because I think there are a lot of areas that could be changed, but I do think even if we start promoting, I guess more like realistic standards and whatnot, there will still be a small part of us that is like solely based on appearance or only looking for what's pretty and elegant, just because it's been like that for so long and it's hard. It can definitely be difficult to change people's habits, especially if that's what they learned or if they have, I don't know, other external influence that's pushing forth those, exterior only values, kind of. But I think as a society, if we use social media as a tool to help show what other people are like on the inside and what their reality is, and maybe more videos and content showing that although I posted this video and it looks really great, on the flip side, it took 12 hours of work, or there was a lot that didn't happen in that time, and I only showed you the highlights, and like that's what I put on social media. So I think using social media as a tool for that, as opposed to just focusing on beauty only on social media, I think that is definitely one way society could shift away from focusing just on external appearance.
Yeah, and just That's it. I think, well, okay, so if you were to talk to like your little sister or like a 12-year-old who's just coming into her own, 10 even, what are the things that you would tell them about this? Like, what's a sage piece of advice you can imagine telling them about this topic, about there's more important things in life than being pretty? Like, what advice do you have to give?
I think that I would tell my sister, people are always going to have something to say about you, about a trend, about what they see online. And being able to block that out and focus on yourself, and focus on knowing your worth and who you are, at the core, and knowing what you value, because that's going to vary for everyone. That's what's really important to focus on, especially being younger, just focusing on yourself. I mean, don't be like selfish, like still make connections with other people, and definitely talk to other people as well, to learn from their experiences and whatnot. But being more focused on yourself and less carry and not caring as much of whoa, not caring about what other people think as much, because I think it's kind of inevitable for people to care about what other people are saying. That I think is just how it is sometimes. But you can hear it, but maybe don't take it all into consideration. Or if someone is saying mean things, don't listen to them. And something along the lines of that, I would definitely say would be my piece of advice.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. 'Cause it's those sort of like, it sounds so dumb, but like, don't listen to the noise. Like, don't listen to it. It seems so basic, but when you're in it, it's really hard not to listen to the noise. So it's like, you need that reminder. So, you're giving it to your little sister, but you're also giving it to 40-year-old women as well. As I listen to you say that, I'm like, you're right. I need to stop listening to the noise. Okay. We're to the know-it-all segment of the interview. These are four questions that I ask everybody at the end of all the interviews, and we're just going to jump right in. What is your superpower at this stage in your life?
This was a difficult one for me. I know I've said like a couple times about a couple of the questions, but this one I was really thinking deeply about this. And I don't think it does have to do with me, but I think it has to do with a lot of people my age as well. Having the time to take risks and knowing that I have the time to take risks, I think, is my superpower. Recently, I listened, or I got to hear Jamie Kern Lima speak, who is the founder of IT Cosmetics, and her story is absolutely incredible. But it was a very small demographic of young girls and a lot of older-ish women and like moms as well. And Jamie talked a lot about how women especially let a lot of opportunities pass by because of external factors, maybe social standards, maybe people telling them no, saying no. And so her speech was, of course, very impactful on me. But seeing everyone else in the room feel so emotionally attached to what she was saying, and thinking past to all of the opportunities that they maybe missed out on or didn't feel like they had the confidence to take. Seeing that made me realize, oh my gosh, now is my time. I can take risks and I have the rest of my life, I guess, to learn from mistakes maybe that I make, and turning those into better opportunities, better moments, and things like that.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, that is a specific superpower at this point. That's good. It's really good. Okay, what don't you want to lose as you get older or become an adult?
For me personally, I would say my positivity, and along with that, my optimism. I think in the future, I'll face a lot of challenges, whether it be school or work or social related. And I also heard recently something about how if you look, like you think about more red cars, you'll notice more red cars, or if you think about more, like of your favorite brands, you'll notice more of your favorite brands on the street, something like that. So similar principle for me, I hope will apply, that if I think more positive thoughts and I think about the bright sides of different situations, I'll notice more of them and I'll continue to feel happy and positive and bright even in some of those darker moments. That's not to say though that just ignore everything that is
No,
negative. I think there's definitely value in addressing it, but just overall having an open and positive mind going into different situations is something I hope I
yeah,
don't lose.
I think Seeing the good doesn't negate the bad. I mean, I think it's like, I think we're taught that there's no dual, there's a duality in it. I think that it's really important to do both. Yeah, I think, and I think the optimism is clutch for mental health as well, for your nervous system. Okay, so what do you have a sense of or an understanding of at this point in your life that adults don't think you do?
I would say maybe just learning that life is not fair. I think that a lot of parents maybe try to shield their children from not hardship, but maybe it's like smaller struggles or just social things that maybe I notice, oh, that's not right, or oh, I would do this instead of what the other person did. Maybe that's just like the LA bubble, I don't know, but I think that at least from a young age, I've always been told life is not fair. And so going through knowing that there will be battles against me and understanding that I can learn from these opportunities and these are actually good things for me, not even though they feel bad in the moment, they're actually good overall, is something that I don't know if a lot of adults know that I know. But
Right.
just navigating the world, I'm able to see those things. Oh, that's not fair. I don't feel like that was fair to me, but knowing that's going to get better from there. And that everyone else is also facing somewhat something that's unfair to them as well.
God, that's really great. It's great. It's insightful. You're like a little sage, Lorelai. It's unbelievable. Okay, so last question. What advice do you give your future self?
Would tell her to continue being who I am and continue being confident with who I am, and just stay working hard because I think as I get older and as I enter the workforce, I feel like there will be a lot of no's, a lot of you can't do this, and whatnot. And so I'm staying confident in who I am and knowing what I'm capable of and my ability to do things. I hope I always remember that and that I'll keep working hard even if the circumstances are tough.
Yeah, it's like we all need to hear it. It's so true. It's the resilience and the persistence that will be your silver bullet, you know. But you are a joy to chat with, and thank you so much for joining me today on the podcast. And I wish you nothing but incredible brightness and light and positivity in your journey. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I love doing this so much.
Lovely. Okay, bye.